Such a powerful tool. If it wasn't perverted by corporate whores, many people would have learned by now from my man Chris in the late 80s. My man Paris. The truth movement needs us more than ever, people. They're throwing none of my quotients out the window. They tighter than 17 versions jammed in the Pinto. I've been so caught up in the movement, it's ridiculous. The garbage these motherfuckers are spewing is fictitious. You get your news from Exxon and Mobil, and a dude nicknamed Turd Blossom who studied Joseph Goebbels. Nazis did not lose. The Third Reich just changed venues. Your military ain't trained to defend you, though they are deadly. Brainwashed heavily by Nazi propaganda. I just got off the phone with a retired commander. He told me military drills are the integral answer to understand the reasons for all the confusion. Good Americans duped into believing illusions. I love to grab the mic and brag it on the illest, but now I understand some Straussians are trying to kill us. What would you do if you knew the threat it really poses? And genocidal eugenics was right under your noses. Was fact is fact, was shown is shown. If I was Bill Gates, I'd wager everything that I own. The people are well aware that there's an evil. They've been exposed, the killers are running scared. And now the emperor, he wears no clothes. The masses will be aware, and now the fascists all running scared. The solution, rip off their cloaks, issue them subpoenas and put them all under oath. There is no doubt about it. They will kill you without any kind of provocation, or for which instructed Bush to build a nation. And magically it's happening. Global domination through force, yes, an action. Your entire leadership renounced their oaths. It ain't who votes that counts, but who counts the votes. Listen, there might be 20 politicians truly looking out for you, and they even on a mission. It's cause they thinking of their grandchildren's future. Thank God for Cynthia McKinney, Jesus, hallelujah. I know for some of y'all it really hurts your grin, but it takes a big man and back to circulating. I respect Rosie O'Donnell rather highly, cause she got bigger balls than the bully Bill O'Reilly does. I've been briefed by Henry Kissinger. They wanna murder the truth and execute the messenger. You've been fooled into believing you're a genius. They mind fucked you with a 27-inch penis. The people are well aware that there's an evil. They've been exposed. The killers are running scared. And now the emperor, he wears no clothes. The masses will be aware. And now the fascists are running scared. The solution, rip off their cloaks, issue them subpoenas and put them all under oath. I'm by no means the saint they are telling me. I've been charged with a couple of bogus felonies, but the very clowns who wanna throw me in jail are complicit in genocide on a draconian scale. They hate us for the liberties which we've been given, the freest place on the planet with the most people in prison.
The government didn't murder Kennedy, that's a folk load. And they ain't got the Constitution in a chokehold.
People are frightened, they're looking at the bigger picture. If you disagree with them, they liken you to Hitler, when it is in fact just the other way around. Look out for the truth, cause is coming to your town. Maybe in a matter of days, 911 was an inside job, will be a household phrase. They've been withholding information critical, and they know if it gets disclosed, they're exposed criminals. There is no doubt about it. They will kill you without any kind of provocation, or for which instructed Bush to build a nation. And magically it's happening. Global domination through force, yes, an action. Your entire leadership renounced their oaths. It ain't who votes that counts, but who counts the votes. Listen, there might be 20 politicians truly looking out for you, and they even on a mission. It's cause they thinking of their grandchildren's children, future. Thank God for Cynthia McKinney, Jesus, hallelujah. I know for some of y'all it really hurts your grin, but it takes a big man and back to circulating. I respect Rosie O'Donnell rather highly, cause she got bigger balls than the bully Bill O'Reilly does.
These traitors gotta pass.